Songwriter Bob McDill says the people in this song were a composite of real people he's had lunch with or drinks with in Nashville, who said the kinds of things that are in the song. All these weak, thinly veiled excuses for moving to Nashville. And the song was pitched around Nashville, and most people were afraid of it. They didn't want to make fun of those Yankees. It was often said that the Southerners on Music Row were afraid to make fun of people from New York or L.A., because nearly everything on Music Row was now owned by people in New York and L.A. But McDill preferred to think it's just good manners. Well, there was one artist who was not afraid to record it. He actually introduced it at a CMA award show. And word has it that many in the audience that night, including some of the country singers, were pretty shocked. One of Bob McDill's friends is a dentist who has the singer as a patient. And one time while he was actually sitting in that dentist chair, he told the singer patient, "Hey, that tune you sang on the award show was pretty interesting. You think all those industry people recognize the song is poking fun at them?" His answer, "Nah. All they heard was, he's gone country. Look at them boots." That's the story behind the song by Alan Jackson, Gone Country.